This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, Jody, to talk about Grow Girl Grow, a nonprofit geared towards empowering girls by getting them outdoors on bikes. Jody, can you introduce yourself for us, please?
Thank you so much, Sophia, for having me. So my name is Jody Bartz. I am the founder and executive director of Grow Girl Grow. That stands for Gathering and Recreating Outdoors. Girls learn to give back, be responsible, and take ownership.
And can you tell us a little bit about the organization and what inspired you to start it?
Oh, gosh, so many things inspired me to start it. But we are really focused right now on girls 3rd through 8th grade. We use mountain bikes as the primary tool. So getting girls outdoors on their bikes, a huge component of the program is stewardship and give back. And so the way that we often give back is by doing trail work. So, and giving back to the trails that we ride on. Ironically, it's actually like a fan favorite. The girls love trail work. And so I am grateful to have so many women coaches in the organization that volunteer their time and give their time. I was really inspired just by the power of the mountain bike. I didn't start mountain biking till a little later in life. And it has just been an incredible tool for me to just work through some of life and write sort of pedal therapy, if you would, and just have recognized the power also in gathering together as women. So to just be outdoors and celebrate time together. We are not competitive, so we're not a team. However, I do have girls that race, and we are able to dive into conversations around being responsible and taking ownership of your training and those kinds of things. So it's just been really fun to just create a space where for many girls, we have been their first experience on dirt. And that's super, super awesome to see.
Why do you think it's so important to continue working to increase female representation, especially in outdoor sports?
Oh, my goodness. The research really speaks to the rate at which girls drop out of any sort of sport. I'm not talking even competitive sports, just any sort of outdoor activity. I just read another recent report from the Women's Sports Foundation, and it is astonishing. So the number of girls that we are that are slipping through the cracks and we're not meeting their needs and supporting them. So I know also the research around community and creating that space, that very safe, inclusive space as well. And so while we don't put spotlights on different aspects of the inclusivity, we practice it. And it's just really been a powerful space for these girls to come together. Again, like I said, every bit of research shows that these girls are not afforded the opportunities, but they're also not staying in those opportunities. So what I've discovered as well is while I've had a lot of middle school girls, my next adventure with Grow Girl Grow is going to be dipping down to actually K-2. So, and it's going to be called Mighty Girl Mighty, which is kind of fun.
That's so cute.
but just really kind of capturing and celebrating outdoor space and showing the girls how to enjoy that space and just kind of keeping them as lifelong cyclists, ideally.
This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, Jody, from Grow Girl Grow. To find out more about the work that they're doing, visit the Pedaling the Pueblo program page at kxci.org.